This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. We're at the Pine Centre Mall in Prince George Clathey today, speaking to Tanya Spooner, Manager of Emergency Programs with the City of Prince George, ahead of an emergency preparedness pop-up event. As the spring melt is on and we head into summer, emergency preparedness can be kind of nebulous as far as information sessions go. But here at the mall, things are being consolidated at a novel public engagement event, Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th. Tanya, what can people expect?
Come on down. We're going to have presentations on a variety of different topics for the next couple of days. So everything from what a structure protection unit is and how it works, to what ESS is, emergency support services, how to have your grab-and-go bag ready to go, your personal kits. We've got a wonderful lady coming to talk about healing plants in Prince George in our region, things like that. So we've got all sorts of information this weekend.
Who's involved? Who are the different players presenting here? Who's coordinating it? Who's organizing it?
Why should I care?
Well, so it's our Be Ready pop-up event. It's a brainchild of the City of Prince George, Regional District of Fraser Fort George, and Clightley Tinney. Our emergency management teams work together regularly, and we were really trying to figure out a way that we could all get messaging out to the community this year and decided to join forces to do that. When we were talking about it, we were thinking of where to host an event, and we thought rather than asking people to come to us, we would go where we knew people would be. So we reached out to Pine Centre Mall, and they were able to make this space available to us for the next couple of days.
Emergencies can catch us off guard, and that makes that very difficult situation so much worse. What can we do to prepare? Who should we be consulting with? And does that preparation look different for every family, every person, every individual?
I think that there are definitely individual things that you can do for specific emergencies, but in general, all emergencies are going to require people to respond in a similar way. So we talk about what's called an all hazards plan, where we kind of plan on the same basic things, ESS, our evacuation support services. You know, we stand that up in the same way in any event. We activate our emergency operations center the same way in every event. You know, when we talk about wildfires, now we're going to reach out to BC Wildfire, EMCR, groups like that, external firefighters, that type of thing. For flooding, we might reach out to rivers, BC Environment, groups like that. So depending on the event, we might add additional players, but really it's the same key people in each event. And ultimately for the residents of our community, you know, if we're asking you to evacuate, that's going to be the same regardless of event. If we're asking you to shelter in place, that's going to be the same regardless of what the event is. And what we really want to get the message across is for the things that people should have ready to go if they ever need to evacuate, the thought things that they should think about for their children, their infants, their elders, their pets, and have those thought out in advance, because we all know from events like Los Angeles, you know, we don't always have a lot of warning that an emergency is going to occur. And if that's the point where you start thinking about what you need, those are the moments where you pick up the really random things that you evacuate with instead of the things that you actually care about and that are your essentials.
Preparedness is everything in these situations.
It absolutely is. And we've got a bunch of things here for kids this weekend so that, you know, we can get the words across to kids without scaring them, just on the things that you need to do to think about to be ready.
Also in attendance was Kyle McGee, coordinator of emergency programs at the city. Municipalities in British Columbia are mandated to set up emergency response centers. That's a big part of Kyle's job. So I asked him what he's preparing to do to get ready. And it sounds like getting us citizens prepared is a big factor.
What's on your plate?
Biggest thing for, well, generally everyone within the city and just in the province in general is being prepared, because if, God forbid, there was any sort of evacuation that affected Prince George, there's a significant amount of people that would be affected. So the biggest thing people can do is have an emergency kit with the basic necessities, typically 72 hours. Sometimes they say a little bit more, like things like water, So people are self-sufficient. Having a plan is also a huge thing. So whether that is where you're going to meet with family if you're evacuating self. I have a plan. If we meet in Quesnel, I'm going to go to the Walmart, for example. So because cell phones are typically the first things that go in an emergency if there's any sort of event like that. And then as well, being prepared, I always encourage people to register for the BC Services Card, the app. And the reason is if you have that and you're ever evacuated, we can provide e-transfers versus the standard referral vouchers. And it really gives people that freedom of choice to be able to go wherever they need to go and provide for themselves and are not within those same confines, because it is a provincial program. We just run it.
You mentioned we have a lot of people in Prince George, but as far as challenges within our community in Prince George, or maybe benefits, maybe some things are a little easier to prepare for disaster management in our community. What does that look like? How do you see us kind of fitting into the greater picture? What are some of our big risks or challenges, and what are some of the things that are a little easier for us to deal with than other communities?
So we're lucky in the sense that our geography really lends itself to, I would say, wildfire resistant. Maybe that's not the right word, but fires don't burn downhill as well as they burn uphill. Even you notice the weather patterns based off geography. Things kind of get skirt by us, which is great. We're lucky in the sense that we have four different directions to go if we ever need to evacuate. The downside is we have 80,000 plus people. There's not a single community within the province that can host 80,000 people. So it's kind of continuing to go down the line for us. But again, the biggest thing that helps us is we have multiple directions to go. And if there was ever an event within the municipal bounds of the city of Prince George, oftentimes it doesn't mean the entire city is going to go. We can shift and kind of accommodate in other parts of the city.
In that really bad situation, say that our town or a portion of this town had to be evacuated, does where you live in town determine most likely which emergency reception center in which community you would go to? Is that right? Can you figure these things out in an event like this? Or is that totally dependent on the situation?
It is totally dependent on the situation, because again, it depends on what's going on in some directions. Because say there's a wildfire affecting towards Jasper, but there's a significant amount of wildfires out west, we wouldn't necessarily be sending people out that way. Evacuation zones, when we talk about that, they do follow the garbage map. Just, it's easy to remember. I remember my own zone. It actually helps me remember to put my garbage out. But yeah, it really depends on what is going on and what the capacity of communities are at that time, because it would be harder for us to go to Quesnel during Billy Barker days or any major event versus middle of winter.
In an emergency situation, probably a good thing to do is to pay attention to the communications that are coming from your municipality.
100%. So we would use different things like radio, TV, social media, our website, as well as we use Emergency Info BC. We do really leverage that provincial resource, because it gives not just evacuation info, it gives like Drive BC information, wildfire, things like that.
Let's return to Tanya Spooner, manager of emergency programs at the City of Prince George, to peer into the bigger picture of emergency coordination. I'm aware of three different levels of regional government present at this event: Claydelene First Nation, the City of Prince George, and also the regional district of Fraser Fort George. Do the three of you typically connect and coordinate in emergency events?
We actually really do. We have always had a relationship with those three agencies. The reality is quite often, if there was ever an evacuation in either Claydelene or the regional district, they're most likely to come to Prince George, so we're naturally connected as well. And emergency events don't respect municipal boundaries, so we need to learn how to work together. And I do want to just mention, we do actually have groups like Emergency Management and Climate Readiness here this weekend, Health Emergency Management BC. So those are two large provincial entities that weren't part of the group creating this event, but they've come on board in a big way with providing a ton of information and being here for the public.
When I think of an emergency situation, it does catch you off guard most often. We do tend to panic. We do tend to do things we wouldn't otherwise do. When it comes to your level of responsibility and the quick response that we depend on you to conduct, what goes through your mind? What are some procedures, some tools that tend to help you folks get done what you need to get done?
Yeah, so I think preparedness prevents panic, number one. We exercise a lot on the things that we do. We have phenomenal teams that we work with on a regular basis who all know their roles, and quite often it doesn't matter which one of us is leading the event, we can all actually sort of sub into the other's team and participate and join in. I think one of the big things is for us, you know, we all have families, we all live in this community as well, so how do we prepare our own families and really walk the talk that we're asking other people to do? It wouldn't mean a lot to anyone if I didn't fire smart my own property or if I didn't have my own family prepared for an event. And it really is the same. We take care of our families first. We make sure that they're safe, and then we get on to the job at hand. But we do that really quickly because we've prepared, and we're able to do that from using some of the tools that we're going to be talking about this weekend. And we want to get everyone to that area and place of confidence in how they're going to respond to an event.
A lot of people in our region, unfortunately, already have firsthand experience of dealing with fires, for example, floods as well. Are there other large-scale events that maybe we should be thinking about putting on our radar for preparation?
Yeah. So on the city's website, we actually do have our hazard risk and vulnerability assessment. That actually lists the top 10 things that could happen in Prince George. And things like atmospheric hazards, extreme cold, extreme heat, crazy weather is probably actually the top thing that we deal with in Prince George. I think it would actually surprise a lot of people that wildfires are actually the 10th item on that list. So we have two major highways coming through our community. We have a lot of goods and hazardous materials that go through. Hazardous materials is one of those things that is a reality for our community, especially with the trains and things like that. So that's where things like shelter in place, which we don't talk about a lot, is really important, because in those events, we might be asking you to stay inside and seal your doors and windows.
We're speaking to Tanya Spooner with the Prince George Fire Rescue down here at the Pine Center Mall for 2 days. You can visit. That's the 28th and 29th. Come on down to the Pine Center Mall. There's lots of information to process, and you can be more prepared for the season ahead.
Yeah. Okay. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.